From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. and Russia agreed to avoid mishap during airstrikes over Syria. The United States and Russia Tuesday announced the signing of an agreement of Memorandum of Understanding that provides air safety guidance to avoid miscalculation while carrying out their separate airstrikes in skies over Syria. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said it seeks to maintain professional airmanship, the use of specific communications frequencies, and establish a communication line on the ground.
The MOU does not establish zones of cooperation, intelligence sharing, or any sharing of target information in Syria. The discussions through which this MOU was developed do not constitute U.S. cooperation or support for Russia's policy or actions in Syria. In fact, far from it, we continue to believe that Russia's strategy in Syria is counterproductive and their support for the Assad regime will only make Syria's civil war worse.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes Tuesday killed at least 45 Monday in Latakia province. In the Republic of Congo, at least four killed when security forces opened fire on protesters opposed a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso to extend his rule. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the latest violence.
We strongly encourage opposing sides to come together in dialogue to defuse the situation and to seek true consensus on a way to move forward without further bloodshed. As before, we believe peaceful, free, and transparent transfers of power, respecting existing term limits, are essential to democratic development and long-term stability. We call on President Sassou to postpone the referendum, to defuse the current situation and allow for dialogue and discussion.
On Sunday, Congo is set to vote on proposed constitutional reforms to abolish a two-term limit for president and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. This is VOA News.